289-842.
News talks about 21 after 9. Make it 21 after 10. Viv, good morning.
Good morning, Nathan. I thought everyone needed cheering up with a song about Winston.
A song about Winston?
Would you like to hear it?
A song about Winston?
Winston?
How many verses?
Oh, there's actually three.
I don't know that I could cope with three.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
Try me on one.
Oh, okay. I can't decide which is the best one.
No, we'll go for the first one.
Start with the first one, okay? Well, they come from miles around, all in a semi-senile daze. Zimmer frames and dentures clacking as they croak their leader's praise.
Jeez.
Winston's geriatric groupies thinks the sun shines from his ass, but we who haven't lost our marbles know his party is a farce. He says no means no means no, but what he means is yes. And that's how he got himself into this mess. His credibility is zilch, so say the polls. It's time he joins his age supporters playing bowls. Want another one?
Yes, please.
For one who's not so fond of Asians, he's quite keen, I hear, on rice. No time to cook up rumours while he's busy flying rice. But the heat in Winnie's kitchen isn't getting any less. Somehow I think it won't be long before he's saying no means yes. I'll skip the chorus and do the last verse.
Go.
Okay?
Yeah.
Winston's geriatric groupies, they would play a tune for you if they didn't need their energy to sleep and breathe and chew. If they all lived till the election, he might reach his 5%, but it isn't looking promising. His trust fund's nearly spent. He says no means no means no, what he means is yes, and that's how he got himself into this mess. His credibility is zilch, so say the polls. It's time he joined his age supporters playing bowls.
I've got to say, it's to anybody other than the people you've just insulted to death, it's outstandingly brilliant. Did you write it?
Of course.
And you sang it?
I did.
Well, you know, you've just reduced my audience by another 10%.
Possibly. They won't be there in a year's time.
Seeing you're so musical,